We're in Simen Shin Sama Gimel, and we'll be doing the beginning of Siv Chav Vav. Siv Chav Vav. Hag de Mavui Niter Balechi Okora. In order for a Mavui to be mutter with simply having one lechi or a kora, one upright or one horizontal, Dafka Kesheino Nomuch Pachus Miyut Fachim. That is, if its walls are not less than 10 tfachim. Meruvachim, since we are being machmir here, we'd have to go with the largest shear of tefach, which is meruvachim, and we already said a tefach meruvach is a sixth of an amma that has an added chatzi etzpa to it. Now, why if it's less than 10? Because those mechitzas aren't considered mechitzas. And the width should not be more than 10 ames. And here we use mitzumtzamos. We don't add that half an etzba onto the ama. Again, we go l'chumra. Because if it's more than 10, then a korah or a lechi don't work anyway. You need a tzuras ha-pesach. Vishe arko dalet ames meruvachos o yoser, and its length must be 4 ames meruvachos, again lechumra, or more. Otherwise, we would not consider this a mavui. So, what would we consider this? So, the halacha is if it does not have the orech of 4 ames, we would give it a din of a chotzer. So we're going to get back to that very soon. So at least the heterim of chotzer should work for it. A pas dalid or 2 luchayayim of a kol shehu. Aval, im chaser echad mikol elu, ein lo takone ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. But if any one of these is missing, it's only takone is with the tzuras ha-pesach. Now let's go back one at a time. The first halacha that he said here was if it's not 10 tvachim high. Now, the question is, if it is not 10 tfachim high, why should a tzuras ha-pesach work? It means it has no walls. It has absolutely no mechitzas. So what do we gain if it's not 10 tfachim high by making a tzuras ha-pesach? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings that most of the achronim are machmir, and they say that a tzuras ha-pesach is not going to help you if the side walls of the mavi are not 10 tfachim high. But, say on the three sides you have walls that are 10 tfachim. On the fourth side, whatever you have is less than 10 tfachim, there a tzuras ha-pesach will work. Of course, where the tzuras ha-pesach is 10 tfachim high. Now, the next case that we had was if rochbo is yoser miyud ames mitzumtzama, so there we said a tzuras ha-pesach will definitely work, that's the Mishnah. Or otherwise we'll consider it a chatzer. So many poskim here hold that the takana, the tikkun of a chatzer would work, and therefore if you make a pas dalid or tuluchayayim, then of either even of kol shu, that would work. Now we go further. Vimhoya begova chalolo yosem yesrim ama mitzumtzamos. This is the beginning of Erevin, where what if the height of the mavui is such where the korah is sitting above 20 amis in a way that you have more than 20 amis of airspace under the korah to the ground. So there the halachi is the korah doesn't work because korah mishum a heker, and it's not a heker when it's all the way up there. Therefore, if the walls of the mavi are exactly 20 amis and you put the korah right on top of that, so you have avir of 20 amis and no more, that's still kosher. But if the avir is a little bit more than 20 amis before you put the korah on it, there we say that it is not a heker. Eino niter bakorah, aval niter hu balechi. But a lechi will work, because lechi mishum machitza, and if it's gavoa meser mam, it's fine. Vimro tzalach shiro bakorah. What if you do want to use a korah to be machshirit? So there's the halach of tzorach shiasebo tzir v'chir. Pirish tzir echad bakosol min asid o shmei korah. What do you do? You have to go and make some kind of form on it with plaster or lime wash in order that it be different, it stands out, and this way it'll attract people's attention. Shaydei kach hakol mistaklim bo, so it'll have a din of a heker. V'mhaya gavoa yosur michaf. What if it was more than 20 high? Ubona binyan tachas akora lamato. And then you added some binyan under the korah to be made at michaf. Dai b'binyan rochav tefach karochav akora. It's enough if you have just a tefach wide. Like, you know, you made something of under the door. What you did is under where a door would be, you just raise that level a little bit, and this way it will not be chafama. The same thing goes on top, obviously, you can lower it. So either on the bottom or on the top. Now, in the case where you go and fill it with dirt, you have to be careful that when people step on it, it's not going to sink in, and then you'll be left with lamala michaf again. Avalim eina gavoa asara. What happens if it's not 10 high? So what do? You want to have your korah in the right place. V'chokik bo lashlimo liyud. And you're digging in to make it that your korah should be above yud. Sarach lochuk dalar amas l'tolcha movuy al pnei kol rochbo. So across the whole rochav, up until a sheer love, until three tefachim of the walls, you have to have dalar amas across the whole way. Why dalar amas? Because here we're talking about, in the case where it's l'mala michav, it is a mechitza. It's just a mechitza psula. So you could be machshir it with a tefach. Whereas over here, it's not a mechitza b'chlal. You don't have 10 tefachim, it's not a mechitza. To make it a mechitza, it needs dalar amas at least. So this is the first set of conditions, and we'll be completing the mechaber tomorrow.